Oh, good. Now I feel like I'm watching Boogie Nights, which is never a bad thing. Well, Jake, let's just stick with the theme and play songs only from the Boogie Nights soundtrack for the rest of the show, because it looks like the Royals starting pitching is really screwed.
And it's gonna be videotaped.
That's what the movie's about.
Yeah.
What a great soundtrack Boogie Nights offered. That's not funny. Now, Mike Boddicker joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Steve. I asked Jake for 3 minutes to start the show. Are you all right with that?
Stephen St. John yields his time to the senator from Iowa.
Then I'll talk about both juniors, Bobby Witt and Patrick Mahomes.
You can have whatever you want, so take it away, Mike Boddicker.
Well, first of all, I don't want to embarrass you, but I just want to personally thank you for the information that you sent me when I asked for help with my car.
You just embarrassed me.
My wife got rear-ended in a parking lot. Nobody left any, you know, notes or anything, no insurance.
Just hit the car and left.
Hit the car and left. Come on, people. That's crazy.
Be better
than that. Yeah. But anyway, so I knew Stephen advertised, and I try to use the people we advertise here for, because I've had really good luck.
Yeah.
And with the companies that we promote. So he gives me Steve Hahn's number. And so I take my car down. I call Steve, and he gets back to me and says, hey, bring it in. We'll look at it, and we'll get everything figured out what we need. So I go down there, CarStar Metcalf, and, man, him and Josh were just fabulous down there. I mean, and the day I took my car in, my son gets rear-ended that night. So he calls up, Dad, what do I do? You know, who do I call? You know, well, who would you suggest?
I've got a number for you.
I got the guy.
I got a guy for you.
And they took care of him. I mean, he took it in right away. They got him in right away to look at it and got everything figured out. So
A&B Car started great.
Man, I tell you what, they were just fabulous. Stephen St. John, thank you. Steve Hahn, Josh, thank you. It was great. I mean, what the listeners don't understand is the people we advertise, these are really good companies that we are advertising for, and we use them here. Most of our guys use the company.
Yeah, I use CarStar twice till my old 07 Accord finally had been hit too many times.
Too many times.
It was a DNR. They couldn't fix that guy.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you, Stephen, for the information.
Oh, man.
The experience was fabulous.
CarStar is the best. That's easy to recommend someone
It was so good.
The neat thing about
the people down there were so friendly, so nice.
Nobody.
Did you sit in the massage chair that they have in the lobby?
I saw the massage chair, but I was afraid to get in it because I might not have got out.
Right. That's exactly right.
The important thing about what they do is nobody who comes to them is happy because they have a broken car.
Well, yeah, you got a broken car. So you're ticked at the world.
They have to, you know, find a way to fix your car and make you happy, and they do a great job with it. Mm. You know, they really are nice guys.
They make you feel great as soon as you walk in the door. That is unbelievable.
It's a good deal. And, you know, this is interesting. I don't know. I haven't had a chance to see Steve in a while but you know, this is, you know, their business is broken cars. They don't want people to get in accidents, but it has to happen.
It happens.
There have been less people driving around. I don't know if they've got less fender benders or more fender benders or what. That's a weird thing.
He said they've been doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Hail damage, too.
Yeah. Hail damage for sure.
Yeah.
So, some people root for hailstorms.
Well, a lot of
roofers.
Ron Buck. If you want to get there, I tell you, Ron's been great.
Roofers,
all of our companies that you advertise here for is just, they're really
great people.
Many
of them are right here, and they're listeners too, and that's what they are.
Yeah. Exactly. So hats off to all of our
people
we advertise
for. Day.
And and Stephen, thank you for the information. It was
anytime.
Fabulous.
St. John's got the hookup for about anything.
They could also fix Gary Hale's damage. If that happens,
Gary Hales had to go down there recently. His son's car, after he got it.
It happens. You got teenagers. You're going to have some fender bends.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. It just happens.
Hey,
Gary's son got a car this summer and got hit driving through a parking lot. Like, literally, almost like, you know, first day of having the car. So, you know what he did? Called CarStar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do.
Okay. Let's talk about the juniors.
Well, I was going to... Lebo has a story about how he was rear-ended in a parking lot back in Norman when he was at OU.
Were you there, Jake?
Okay,
you were there.
I'm back on the show. Look at me.
So glad to have you back, Stephen.
Are you?
Yes.
All, and you mentioned Buck Roofing. You know, my roof had a whole bunch of damage from hail and wind, and so we're going through the process right now. And Buck Roofing will be putting a roof on my home next week.
Ron's great. Oh my
god! Awesome.
After going after jumping through all the insurance hoops, that's fun for everyone.
Yeah. Did you get any rain up north the last couple of days? You got a bunch of rain up there, didn't you, Stephen?
No, but
I like nothing down here.
I like when dealing with insurance. I like to make at least 10 to 15 phone calls to talk with them. That's what I like. See, Buck, I just tell them there's no problem there. They're ready to roll.
They're ready to roll.
Like, hey,
Ron's ready to roll.
Hey, remember me? I got the hole in my roof. Hey, call me back later.
You know what? We'll just keep this thing of being nice to our advertisers. The cool thing about Ron is, like, they came out to my house last spring because there was a hailstorm that went through, and they said, no, you're okay. You don't need to do this. And that's what you want is some honesty out of these things.
Just little stuff.
I mean, because Ron, it would be I got a leak to say, you absolutely need to get your roof fixed. And they're like, no, your roof's okay.
It's just a pan right here. Yeah. We'll get that fixed. We'll take care of you, blah, blah, blah. We don't need to tear it apart.
My man Patrick, he's the man with Buck Roofing. And, of course, anybody affiliated with Greg Gurley at any level has me as a customer immediately. That's just the way I go about my business. Now, let me read. Let's get right into baseball. I'd like to read an excerpt from the works of Jeffrey Flanagan from a few days ago.
Flanny.
As he was doing his best to break down this the opening day roster. I bookmarked this because I wanted to hear what Mike Boddicker had to say about this situation.
Top of the morning to you.
Right. Let's see here. Matheny has mentioned often in summer camp that he and his staff will have to get creative, possibly using some form of openers with Sparkman or Lopez in the rotation.
I wouldn't choose Sparkman or Lopez to be the opener. I would maybe have them somewhere in the middle.
What Mike thinks about being creative with using openers for Mike Matheny.
You know how I feel.
But is this a special circumstance?
This is a different situation. This is a whole day.
The coronavirus is opening up Mike Boddicker's mind.
A month ago.
Tell me you're on board with openers right now.
No. I'm not on board with openers, but this is a whole different situation. Like I told you, this year is going to be more like a spring training thing where you're going to see a bunch of pitchers, and you know you're slotted in here. It's just that's how spring training. You know, my spring trainings when I first got called up was you know you're going to go on this trip, but you're not going to pitch unless there's an emergency.
Right, you're here,
and you're just you're the just in case guy. In case somebody gets hurt, somebody can't make it through an inning.
Some rain delay.
Something.
Anything.
Right. Okay. And that's you're going to see that. You're going to have these are your four pitchers, and then you got your two guys, your just in case guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
I looked at a box score the other day,
and a guy went five innings right from the get go. I'm going, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
for where they're at right now.
I think Danny Duffy feels like if he's, you know, he might be able to go five or six innings on Friday.
I think Danny could go five.
Yeah,
if
at least
he's
going to get some guys out, you know, obviously.
Yeah, that's a big issue. You got to be able to get people out. But, yeah, I think he could.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could.
He said he felt good. And we're going to talk to him again today on Zoom from St. Louis. But I think he feels like he can.
Yeah.
But, like, that's why Brad Keller can't be on the roster right now, because his arm's just not there.
Not ready yet.
He's not ready to do that.
No.
And they don't want to have a bunch of guys who can only throw two innings. They got to have someone.
You
got to
have somebody who can go, you know, four or five innings and then pick you up.
What would you do? They give you four extra roster spots. I mean, are you carrying all pitchers in that
thing? Betcha.
All of them.
I think you have to. And then if somebody tests positive, you know, hey, you reach down, grab the guy, bring him up, slot him in there. And I think we talked about this. Was it last week about where were they were going to do their extra guys, and T-Bone Stadium figured to be perfect for them, and they end up going there, which is good. But they're going to be playing out there. They're going to be ready.
So if you, I think early on when we were talking to Matheny during the summer about this, I think they didn't think they would carry all pitchers. But now that they've had the coronavirus test that they've had, I think they're probably going, yeah, you know.
We probably
should maybe do this.
You're taking pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
You have to.
I mean, maybe one spot for someone like Nick Heath to be your runner guy.
If you get all these outfielders that they love.
Well, sorry. You got to have pitching. Can they pitch?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what I was asking.
That's the thing. If they can pitch, yeah, we can keep them.
But can Bobby Witt Jr. throw?
Probably.
Can Jorge Lopez pitch? Can Glenn Sparkman pitch? I mean, I got a lot of questions about this. Okay, so Mike, especially considering the situation the team's in, Brady Singer's in the rotation, right? That shouldn't be a debate.
Yeah, I have no problem with any of the young kids, to be honest with you. My only thing is, we just don't develop pitchers very well. I mean, he's a little bit more.
He was the guy that
savvy
was,
and
when
smooth,
they drafted him,
and he can handle right, himself. Yeah, that's why they drafted him number one. He was the closest. Right.
He was polished,
yes.
And he's also backed that up with his performance.
Yes.
And so he deserves to be in the rotation. Yeah.
I think so. I agree. I have no issue with any of the young kids. I just, I sat there and watched yesterday. I watched Coar struggle, which is fine. You're going to struggle. If you ever pitch, you're going to struggle at some point. But it was something simple like his front side was flying open. He was a little, little jazzed up, ready to, pitch and He was overdoing is what he was doing. He was flying out. Front side was flying, leaking a little bit. And walk out there and say, hey, relax. Calm down. Keep front side closed. Hit some spots. And you would have seen some really good. But nobody did anything. I mean, do you let him struggle and figure it out? Or, hey, do you help him?
Well,
I don't know.
I think they're trying to just kind of get through the exhibition games and not have a bunch of visits. And, there's some, different stuff.
No, that's stupid. That doesn't develop a kid at all.
Well, I do think this was probably not a great team and a lineup for these guys to face in exhibition. They're not going to have to face the Houston Astros in the 60-game season, and that's probably a good thing. That's the best lineup top to bottom in baseball.
I'm watching the Astros, and they're not a whole lot different. The only time we're hitting balls is if they're left middle in, belt high. And we threw them there.
Yeah.
And that's what happened. The hitters are behind the pitchers right now. But you couldn't tell it by our pitchers. That's the issue.
I want to ask you a question about Singer. And, as someone, I think the world's a little bit different now than it was when you got drafted. I mean, these guys get so much attention when they're in college, in the SEC, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. But I don't ever remember being around a person who had not been at the major leagues yet, who kind of just had this air about them, like, yeah, I belong.
The cockiness?
Yeah. I mean, it's a fine line.
Billy Butler?
Well, I'm talking about pitchers.
Pitchers, okay.
Pitchers. I think a lot of these.
Billy Butler was like that.
He absolutely was. Well, he came up and he hit. I mean, he was okay.
Yep.
A lot of the times, these pitchers who the Royals have rolled through with, they come up here and they're just like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm a pitching guy in the major leagues. This guy. And, spring training this year was like, yeah, I belong in this major league clubhouse. And all of them, all those young guys kind of felt that way, but him especially. He's got this kind of professional major league baseball
feel
to
him. They knew that going in. He was more polished, more ready to go, more close to the big league than anybody out of the four kids that they're looking at.
He's very matter of fact about this thing. And here's the deal. I guess that can be, misguided, and you can be wrong. But it can help you to believe that you belong.
No, you have
right?
to believe you belong.
You're very matter of factual this morning.
John Dorsey would love him as a prospect.
He would. He would. But, I mean, you have to have that. What was your confidence level the first time you came up to the major leagues?
The first time? It was pretty good. I spent a lot of time in minor leagues.
Right.
I did that roller coaster thing where I had really good years and really bad years. Really
you were
good.
Trying to get on a team that had
Cy Young Award winners.
Winners.
Four of them. Yeah.
Winners. It's a little different deal.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no one here on this Royals pitching staff who warrants anything within an eighth of the stuff you were trying to break into. But attitude's a big deal. And I think
I was blessed, though, Todd, where these guys, Palmer, Flanagan, McGregor, Dennis Martinez, all these guys, they took me in and explained everything to me and taught me during the game. They're down there talking to me. Hey, this in this situation, what would you throw? This is what he's going to throw and why. It was like I had four of your best teachers you could have talking to me and explaining the game to me. These kids don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have that. I was blessed.
Mike Boddicker is our guest.
You have to figure that. They have to figure it out on their own, which is that's why your pitching coach is there. That's why your development's there. They have to. Somebody's got to help them figure it out.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, let's talk about we've talked about Brady Singer being polished and mm-hmm. being close to the majors and how well he's responded. Let's talk about Bobby Witt Jr.
I can't imagine.
And
I
know how he's looked.
You know what, Stephen? You get so excited.
You're damn right I do.
You really get so excited. You hit that peak high on somebody, and it just, you know, that's a great passion to have. It really
is. That's right.
Have you ever been wrong about one of these guys?
Sure I have.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's okay. That's part of being a fan and the passionate feeling you have for the Kansas City Royals or the Kansas City Chiefs or Sporting, whoever it is. You have that passion, and there's a lot of fans out there have that passion. And we're blessed to have two juniors in town. One is already established himself and proven himself as the best quarterback in football. Now we're hoping Bobby Witt steps up and becomes that next guy for the Royals. And it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch him play. He has that fire, that enthusiasm when he plays.
He's got a bounce.
Oh, my gosh, yes, it's fun to watch a kid, you know. And this old man was a hell of an athlete, mm-hmm. not let alone a great pitcher. Hell of an athlete. I mean, he could have played a different position easily.
He was a competitor, too,
as I recall. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, he was.
Fierce.
Yes, very much so. And apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So I expect this kid to have that fire in him. But his abilities are, you don't draft a kid that high if you don't believe that this kid's got the tools to do that. You can have the desire and the want. You're not going to draft him that high. You have to have the tools, too.
He's 20 years old, okay? And, you know, there's no rule that says you can't come to the major leagues at 18 or 19 or whatever. I mean, Mike Trout was up early, and I don't. The Royals are in sometimes a different spot because they don't want to start the clock on a guy and all those kind of things. This is a weird year. I mean, I think at some point during this 60-game stretch, just with the fact that someone is probably going to test positive somewhere and they're going to need someone to come play, it's a much better chance that he would make this team this year the way it's happening than it certainly would have been if they just would have played regular and they started playing on March 26th. Because I think he's shown them more in this extra summer camp than they got to see
in spring training.
In spring training.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I agree. I like to see all these kids. You know, if I'm gonna watch baseball the way it is right now, let me see the kids. I want to see where we're at 2 years from now. Because this is what we're going to see 2 years from now. These kids. So I'd like to watch it. Sometimes it's not going to be pretty like yesterday, but I still watch it. It's baseball, you know, and I grumble and gripe like I always do about different things. Like, you know, hey, helping these pitchers out. Come on, you know. And you were talking about Jorge Lopez. Not hitting guys. I mean, none of these guys were trying to hit anybody.
No.
That's how bad it was.
He was trying to throw a strike.
He was trying to throw a strike. And when, you know, if your delivery's not right and your front side's flying, your arm slot's never the same, the ball's going to go all over the place. That's just the way it is. That's throwing the ball. So, yeah, it was ugly yesterday. Home runs, walks, and hits batsmen. That's about what we saw out of our pitching staff yesterday.
So, I mean, they're going to need a five-man rotation because their first day off once it starts isn't until, I think, August 10th. Is that right? So of the guys that are available right now in the rotation, you've got Danny Duffy and Mike Montgomery, and then we all think Brady Singer. But then after that, what? Do you like any comments on Foster Griffin?
Ah, that was one inning, right? Is that what we saw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nah, you know.
Well, they're trying to stretch him out. I mean, his name's out there. I mean, what do you do then? If you're Mike Matheny, what do you do with the rotation until
I don't know. I was listening right before I came up here to you going, where's the pitchers in between, you know, the starters we have now and the four kids that they're expecting to come up and year or two.
I remember.
Their names are Glenn Sparkman and Jorge Lopez.
Where are those pitchers?
Well, they, They're not here. That first year, they drafted two guys in the first round. It was Ash Russell and Nolan Watson, and I mean, just, I mean, nothing.
Who?
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, one of them quit, and then I think he's maybe trying to come back. I mean, you know, it's hard to figure out. I mean, that's why they don't get two rounds to draft guys. They draft for 50 rounds because they you need bodies to go do this. And they just they have not done well in that part of it.
No, they have
they
not.
I know they're not healthy. I know they're not ready. But theoretically, again, here we go on paper, it would have been Duffy and Junis and Keller and Montgomery. And then we'd be talking about Brady Singer making the push and seizing and actually a pitcher going out and winning a spot in the rotation. But without Junis and without Keller, then you're forced into the situation where you might have to depend on Sparkman or Lopez. So, I mean, like,
and that's crazy part, Stephen. You think about normally when you open a season, they have all these off days because of weather. You know, you might not need a fifth starter for the first 2 weeks.
You have to have a fifth starter.
They're going to have it right now because it's just going to, you know, keep rolling at them when they get there. And listen, I don't feel bad for Dayton Moore and Mike Matheny, okay? Because they have a wonderful life. They get to be Major League. But this stinks for them right now to try to navigate themselves through.
It does.
Because I don't understand the waiver system and exactly who can be on the 40 and with these new rules this year on carrying the taxi squad. This is a lot of stuff that we won't ever quite understand. I've been on these Zooms and they'll say, and Matheny will look over and he goes, what list is he on? I mean, because there's this injured list and then there you can be on this rehab list and then you can be on, well, the taxi squad and they got a bus and a plane going to St. Louis. This is crazy what they're trying to deal with. Now, we're just going to turn the thing on, you know, at 6 o'clock on Friday and go, who's out here to play for Cleveland? But there's so much crap going on behind the scenes with these guys to try to figure out who they can even have there.
Yep.
It's insane.
Yeah. And you almost have to have them on site, some of the guys, don't you?
Yeah, they're going to get to have more guys with them that can be there. And they'll just have to, it's going to be like that. It's going to be crazy. And there will hopefully be some sort of behind-the-scenes story that's done. And it's not going to be easy to do because they can't travel with camera crews and all this stuff. It's not going to be
there.
But I would love to see some sort of behind-the-scenes on all this stuff, you know, when we get through this, on what they had to do and how many times. Oh, I got a phone call at, 2:30. I got a test here. I got to activate you. And, man, it's nuts. It's stinking crazy. But I'm happy it's here.
That's right.
It was ugly yesterday, but I still watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was baseball.
Hey, we want baseball. You want 4 hours of bad baseball? Here it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We watched the last 2 years. We watched a few hours of bad baseball every day, and it was normal.
It was a little more crisp on Monday night. 2 hours and 40 instead of 4 hours. And they didn't even finish yesterday.
No.
This guy's out of pitches. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get on a plane. That's crazy.
And today, the final summer camp game between the Royals and the Cardinals will be at 3:05 Central. Then Thursday will be the off day, the travel day, and then the regular season opening night, Friday night, Royals at Indians at just after 6 o'clock with the first pitch, the season opener. For both teams on Friday night. We have a couple of games on Thursday night to actually start the season, but the Royals, after their summer camp game against the Cardinals today at 3:05, will start the season in Cleveland on Friday night. Let's take a break. When we come back, Todd will explain the waiver system in Major League Baseball for us after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Todd Lebo with Jay Gutierrez and Mike Boddicker.
You miss so much when you're not in here.
I'm hearing a lot.
You miss so
Yeah,
but you're hearing it, but you're not witnessing it. You're not seeing Jake.
I'm throwing stuff.
He really is throwing stuff. Papers, headphones, you name it. It's been ricocheted off that room in there. That's awesome.
How many?
It's awesome, Jake. Yeah, he's reeling in his headphones. Oh, is it broke? He broke it. He broke the headphones, ladies and gentlemen.
I told him don't throw his own stuff.
He broke his headphones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they busted. Hey. Yeah. I just hold them on my hand.
Self-inflicted wounds. Okay, Mike Boddicker and Todd Lebo.
What a great day.
Yeah.
So we were asked about those four extra spots with the 30-man for the opening of the season. How many outfielders do you think the Royals will keep? Because we know, and look, there's going to be guys that are moving around, right? Like Merrifield and Dozier are going to get some time in the infield, especially with O'Hearn still unavailable. And you can move Merrifield to multiple positions, Dozier as well. But so you know, Alex Gordon and Merrifield and Dozier and Soler are obviously on the team. Mm-hmm. But then after that, you've got Bubba Starling and Brett Phillips are out of options. You got the new acquisition, the power-hitting Franchy Cordero. And then you have Nick Heath, who would offer some value on this roster, especially when you consider the new extra inning rules. And so of those players, who do you expect to be on the roster? Nate's not here, so I asked Todd Lebo. Why would I ask Nate? Todd and then Mike Boddicker. Who do you have out of that group making the roster safely?
Of that group, well, you want to carry five? Is that what you want to do?
I don't know what I want to do. That's what I'm asking you. What do I want to do? Mike Boddicker, what do I want to do?
I would go four. I would go four.
So you only
I take the extra pitchers every time.
So you're going to have Gordon, Merrifield, Soler, and one other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
Dozier.
It.
Dozier.
Dozier. Yep, so that's it.
That's good.
You're no Nick Heath for you as someone who can run. And maybe,
it's a viable weapon with that extra inning rule.
And, you know, Witt can play second base one day and then have
how
him
are we going to get to extra innings if we don't have enough pitchers to make it that far?
Brady Singer?
Yeah, right. He's going to go all nine. Sure he is. Yeah, uh-huh.
You don't want to take a look at Franchy Cordero?
Didn't he bunt last night? If he's a power hitter, what the hell is he bunting for? Come on. No.
So none of those four guys after Gordon, Merrifield, Dozier,
they're all going to see time. But to carry him right away, no. No, I'd stick with the pitchers. They're going to need him.
Yeah. So our good friend Alec Lewis is texting me as we speak, informing me of some of the waiver things. That taxi
Hello,
squad,
Alec.
There we go.
The taxi squad thing is there's three guys, and they will travel with the team. So those
three.
Are your official guys, and they will be with the team.
Okay.
So if you end up getting a COVID test while you're out of town or whatever, one of those three guys can be activated to be your extra person. And
do you come back to Kansas City after you're tested in a hazmat suit or something?
Well, I'm sure there are protocols for that. They'll send them back that way. Yeah, you know. And so they'll those three players will get to travel with the team. And that'll be what it is.
So four guys get tested.
Well, you're gonna be short. That happens sometimes, right?
Okay,
you know how that would happen. And now they've had those rules the last several years. If you end up having a doubleheader, you get to bring an extra guy up.
Yeah.
Right? So there have been games.
They're going to have people on hand somewhere.
There have been games where the Royals have been out of town. They've just been short a player.
Yeah.
You know, that right. happens.
You know,
you only need, theoretically, in Mike Boddicker's day, you only need nine guys to play, right? Pitcher
most,
throws
most
all nine
of the time,
innings.
Pretty
that,
much,
that's all you needed.
And maybe another guy just for an inning.
Yeah, so they'll have to have those guys available. And you know these testing results, they're doing this every other day, and so they're going to get tested on the road some, and they'll get those results in, and then they'll have to kind of figure that stuff out. I mean, it's going to be interesting to watch how it goes. Back on that outfield thing, we didn't mention.
What about Eric Mejia? Add him into.
How about Bubba?
Super.
Well, Bubba can run
Bubba.
If you want to keep somebody.
Right.
Bubba can run too. I mean, he can
fly. Bubba was in Mike's four guys. Is Bubba in your four guys? I think you have to have five outfielders.
Well, I'm adding into the mix Eric Mejia, the super utility player.
Are you saying the Royals have too many outfielders, Steven? It's hard to choose.
Now Mejia is a switch hitter, and he can also be an emergency catcher. And he can play all over the diamond, so I would like somebody. I like him, and he can play the outfield as well. No, I'm just look. You know that Gordon is out there. You know that Soler is going to probably be DH-ing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Merrifield and Dozier can kind of help because Ryan O'Hearn is not available, and then you got McBroom. If he fails, you got Dozier. You can play at third base. You got Merrifield, like you guys said, could play all over the diamond. We
you
know
got
that
Bobby Witt Jr.
Well, they don't. I wish they did. But I do think you need, I mean, it's important to have a guy that has some speed and athleticism off the bench. I would like to see them keep Nick Heath, but you think Bubba Starling could be that option?
Yeah.
The guy off the bench?
Yeah. Yeah, he could be.
He's terrific defensively, and he could give
you a
good base runner
in
extra innings.
He can fly. For a big man, he can fly.
So should he be in the 30?
Yeah, I'd probably keep him. I would. You know, I watched him hit the home run the other night, but that ball was middle in, about belt high.
Well, the people are going to be throwing it middle in. Might as well be able to hit it out.
Yeah, might as well be able to hit it out. But all of a sudden, they start throwing him sliders, and it didn't pan out too well. Yeah, a lot of pop-ups to the infield. You know, it's a tough call. Yeah, you probably need that extra guy to sit on the bench in case something happens. God, I just hate giving up pitchers after watching what I've seen. With this staff.
They got to find 27 outs every night.
Somehow.
And some nights
any,
more.
Any arms out of the bullpen that have impressed you?
Stallmont, right? I think Rosenthal's been very good.
Rosenthal's been pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kind of like him.
Would he Rosenthal be someone? Here you go, Steve.
He's going to be in the closer.
Yeah, no, you ready for this?
What
would you think about Rosenthal being an opener in Bod?
No.
Yeah.
Okay, get you through one inning. Then what you going to do?
Sparky.
Oh, boy.
No?
No. Jorge Lopez, I'd take. He was flying open, too. Same thing. I mean, he's better than that.
Yeah. He was just bad yesterday.
He was bad yesterday because he was flying open so bad that he couldn't command anything. Well, he's better than that. I've seen the kid pitch, and he's a lot better than that. He's not great, but he's a lot better than what we saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. They're going to have to figure something out. It's just, we're not that strong pitching. We weren't last year. Now we're not very deep pitching either. So we're going to have to see these kids at some point. We're going to have to see them. They're just.
But they seem to be pretty high on the bullpen. Do you think the bullpen has a chance to be good?
I think the bullpen will probably average.
That's better than last year, though.
It's better than last year, but that's not good enough to get us through this particular year.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to see way too much work otherwise.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of work. There's only 60 games, but they're going to get a lot of work.
A ton of work. Not many off days and a ton of work.
On the other side, though, offensively, we went back and we were...
Yeah, we weren't good last year.
No, we were looking, especially early in the year, with guys like Frank Schwindel and Billy Hamilton and Chris Owings. That was just last year. Chris Owings was eating up, you know...
Time
that should have been someone else.
You know who we could bring back? Duda.
Is it time for Duda to come back?
It's Duda time.
I don't know. Ryan McBroom, he's going to be okay over there. But the rest of the lineup, I mean, because last year we didn't know Jorge Soler was going to hit 40-some homers. And we didn't know it was going to click for Hunter Dozier. So when those guys are in the lineup now, it looks different than it looked last year. And Salvi is back. That's huge. Because it was just an out at catcher position last year. I think this lineup looks considerably better than
it was last year. Yes, exactly. Because we saw the progress made through the course of the year with the guys you mentioned. Merrifield's going to hit. He's just going to hit. There's just no doubt about that. Where's our big question mark at the top of the lineup?
Well, that's Mondesi, right?
Exactly. Is he going to hit?
Is
he going to
stay healthy? Answer for that.
I know he does. I know he does.
He needs to come through for this offense to be better.
That's pretty much it.
And they've had their hanging their hopes in for a long time.
Yeah. If Mondesi,
let's just start with staying healthy.
Thank you. Yes, that's true. Can he stay healthy? Can he put together an extended period where you see those flashes and everybody talks, oh, we've seen a flash here. Oh, just, you know, how great he is. Yeah, flashes don't cut it.
Is it realistic to tell a guy not to dive?
No. Can't happen.
Because that's what they've done, basically. Now, you got to have something in your head that says, this is a foul ball, there's two outs, we're up 5-1, let's not dive in the foul territory and try to catch this. Because that's kind of how he got hurt last year or whatever, right?
Yeah, but that's a competitiveness that kicks in. There's something that kicks in. It's like when you see a pitcher, all of a sudden a ball driven up the middle, and they reach for it with their bare hand, and you're going, no! It's
instinct.
Instinct. It's stupid, but it just happens. And you're not going to stop these kids. It's like, you know, you can't slide in head first into a base. Well, you know what? It's pretty hard to change somebody when you get to that stage of your life.
You'd much
level.
Rather have to tell a guy not to dive than to say, dude, would you hustle, please? I mean, it's a much better problem to have someone who is trying hard all the time than someone loafing and doesn't even try to go, you know, catch a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because that happens sometimes with players who maybe don't have the effort they should.
You mentioned Ryan McBroom. That doesn't happen that often. And so, Jake, we have a couple of clips from Ryan McBroom, who will be the first baseman for the Royals to start the season off. It was going to be a platoon with him and Ryan O'Hearn. O'Hearn's not available, so you've got Ryan McBroom. And here, Ryan McBroom thinks that the Royals' offense will be a force this year.
We just have a lineup that can do damage. I mean, from 1 through 9, I feel like there's guys that can go out and have amazing games and win baseball games. It doesn't really matter. I feel like there's no holes in it. A great group of guys that can can do it all. You know, guys that can hit for contact. We got the speed. We got the power. All of the above. And we mesh really well. It's been fun. It's been extremely fun.
And here's one more from McBroom. He says, although the season has been weird, it's up to the individuals to keep their focus.
Yeah, for sure. As far as the routine goes, I'm all good. But then you go out to a stadium with empty seats, and it's like, man, it has a spring training vibe to it, but it's going to be super competitive. You know, we're playing for a World Series, so we're going to go out and compete with everything we have to win the game, minus the fans, which – kind of brings back a backyard baseball type feel, and just 1v1, kind of go head to head. It's going to be really exciting, and I'm looking forward to it.
That was Royals first baseman Ryan McBroom.
Boddicker's just shaking his head the whole time he was talking. He doesn't like this
about
line.
What?
He didn't take into consideration the 1 through 9 himself.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Ouch.
One
I watched
the guy
yesterday.
That,
it wasn't pretty.
One other guy that we didn't mention, who years ago, when he was healthy, did have some success at the major league level, but healthy and this pitcher have not been friends, not been synonymous. Jesse Hahn, who will actually get the start today in the final summer camp game against the Cardinals. Let's start with this. Who remembers how the Royals acquired Jesse Hahn?
Was
he's pretty
it
much
the
been
A's?
Hurt the entire time.
Was he an A's?
A's, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, that's one of 14 trades with him in the A's, right? So,
okay, who did the Royals trade to get Hahn? I'll give you the date.
Was it
January 29th, 2018?
I think I got a guess. Is it Brandon Moss?
He's involved.
Okay.
So far, so good.
I got part of it.
Also, a reliever that we used to like to have fun with his last name.
Was it? No, was one of those guys that they got from the Padres year before?
Yes.
Would be Buchter?
Yes.
Or was it Buchter?
There you go!
Buchter.
There he is.
I better know him.
traded by the A's with Heath Philmeyer to the Royals.
Philmeyer's a guy. It's a candidate to get some innings.
Royals also
once
got
again,
Boddicker's
shaking his head at me.
Any comments on Jesse Hahn, who's going to get the start today against the Cardinals, Mike Boddicker?
No comment.
He's been better.
He's been better. Yeah, I guess he's been better.
What was his ailment? He's been hurt a lot.
He's had a lot of them. He had a 3.07 ERA back in 2014 and a 3.35 back in 2015. Not going back too far, am I?
No. That's back when the Royals were having parades.
Right. He's never offered up 100 innings in a major league season, so he has been riddled with injury. Hey, look, beggars can't be choosers. Can he be in the rotation for like 2 weeks is what I'm asking.
Yeah, we could
do something. I could
for 2 weeks, but
no. Could you? How many? What do you got left in the engine or in the tank? Because your engine can.
All you have to do is throw
started?
The ball where you're supposed to. No, my knees wouldn't hold up. Knees and lower back. My arm's fine.
Do you have more control than Jorge Lopez did yesterday?
Yes.
Could you throw
better command
and not hit somebody?
Well, it depends if I wanted to.
Well, I know, but you don't want to.
If I didn't want to, no. I would not hit somebody.
No.
I would all not right, hit this him. Is something that we look forward to every year before the season. It's usually 162 games, but now we're working with 60. Mike Boddicker, what will the Royals' record be this season in 60 games?
I don't. I can't even fathom what that's going to be because of.
Well,
all,
you have to, damn it.
No,
25
I can't.
Wins. 30 wins. 30 wins is 500. Can they win 25?
32 wins.
Wow.
Nah. They can't.
They can't
score enough with this pitching staff.
But isn't it good news though that they're playing the Tigers a bunch? And the White Sox a bunch.
I don't know.
The Tigers, yes. I don't know if it's going to be great news about the White Sox. We'll have to see.
I don't know.
Great news.
Would you rather play the Tigers 10 times or the Astros 10 times?
I don't think.
Tigers.
Gosh. I want them to win so bad.
Astros.
So you're going to say a number out loud?
Just what, how many wins?
33.
Oh, he's got them over 500.
What? Are you? You just.
He just made it sound like they went 18.
Talked him down for an hour, and you see, I don't see how they could hit enough for this. And then
we're playing a lot of games against teams who are as bad.
They got
not
the Reds
worse than we are.
And yeah. The Tigers.
We're talking about a possible wild card spot here. Then
possible. I hope so. I really do. For our new ownership group and for Mike Matheny and the city of Kansas City, I'm hoping that we do.
Six games above 500, then, huh?
I'll say 27 or something. I think it'd be good if they won 27 games. They got to get off to a good start.
And what we've seen so far,
not good. Ooh,
not good. But that, anything can change. Like coming out of spring training, getting your brains beat in. When the bell rings, some people step it up. We'll see.
How many wins would you give him if Bobby Witt Jr. was in the lineup?
Oh,
57 probably.
40?
Yeah.
44?
No, I'd go about 48, somewhere in there, yeah.
What if Patrick Mahomes and Bobby Witt Jr.
Tell you
were
what,
playing?
I bet you Mahomes could play baseball.
Eight.
I bet
that
you Mahomes.
Awesome. Tell you something. Right now, I feel like Mahomes would lock down at least the fourth spot in the rotation if they let him.
Oh, I bet you he can bring it.
During the 90s in high school.
I bet you he can bring it.
He didn't know where it was going. His command wasn't great.
That is awesome.
Well, he'd fit right
some
in
eyeballs
with this
on
group.
This game. Put Mahomes in there, baby.
He'd fit right in.
Yeah.
I would love that. I would love to see Pat Mahomes out there.
So we're gonna officially 33 wins is what you're saying.
I'm gonna go 33. I'm very, very positive and hopeful this year. Even though it's what I've seen so far scares me.
I'll go 26 now.
Every segment is it gonna be 29. One less? By the time the show's over, you're gonna be down like 20 wins.
What's your number, Steven?
You want an easier question? Jeez. We've been sitting here talking about it for 3 minutes, and we were supposed to just be done with two minutes, right, Jake?
I don't even
you,
know.
You quit.
I don't even know.
Your headphones are already broke.
Is it
so you 10 can't...
o'clock yet?
28.
28. There you go.
I go 29.
28.
Done.
Oh, this is just Lezak segment, right?
Yeah, we need to eat his time up.
I don't really care.
No one does, really.
Lozak.
Mike Boddicker, thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it, sir.
Hey, thank you for the information.
It's not like it's
get my car fixed. My wife's car fixed. I love you.
You got any damage to your cars or anything else? You got to go to CarStar.
Oh, you betcha.
See my man Steve.
Go see
getting
Steve.
Getting that massage chair.
That's right.
We will take a break. We will have Gary Lezak after this on WHB.